We are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. I would like to finish the Tosfos on the Amud. Now, let us just again refresh our memory. Amar Reish Lakish, which started on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon held that we go Nichtav v'yayim v'nechtam v'layla. Reb Shimon holds that it's not called Ashtah Mugdim, because the purpose of Zman is to know when he lost the Peiris, and Reb Shimon holds Mishanosan Einov Legarsha Shuv Lesley Peiri, which means the Shas Aksiv. That's Pshat the Mishnah. Now we hear here Amachlikis Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan in a new concept. Omar Reish Lakish, Lehirshe Rab Shimon Elo La'alta. That Rab Shimon said, there was nichta vayoyim v'nechtam balayla, v'zakosher eget, because there the only factor what we should think about, it's a mugdim, the Zman is too early. And that Rab Shimon says it's not too early. The Zman is the correct Zman when he loses the Peiris. That's man ksive, that's not the name of the gosh. Avo mikan ba'adasore yomim. But if the get was written now, and it was gechasmet, and there was a span of time between the chesime and the ksive, loy, then it's possible of full according to Rab Shimon, chayshinon shemo piyis. Now there's a new problem over here. Since there was a span of time between the ksive and the chsime, so I'm afraid could be in this time span he changed his mind and he was mafayis. Now let us just review what is this problem of pius. So we have here amachloikis Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns pshat that the chashash is maybe in between he decided not to give a get, and he was misyached with her, and he was boil her. So memelis, even though later he decides again to give a get, but it's apostle get, als get yosha, it's because he was, it's apostle als get yosha. That means this man we have is from this man Aksive, and so it's the Mela who was boil her afterwards, and people think she was get from this man Aksive. So if it was boil her, there's a new psul of get yosh. That's how Rashi learned pshat, and the Rabbi Natam learns a different pshat. The Rabbi Natam learns that the chshash of Shemo Pius is maybe he was mevatel the shlichus ha'eden. That means he decided not to give a get, not only not to give a get, he was the mechanics of the get. That means he was already memanish luchim techasme. They first came in 10 days, and in the meantime he decided he doesn't want to get, so he was mevatel the shlichus ha'edim. So Taisus spoke out very conveniently. So when they come in chasme after 10 days, so speak up. So say, Rabbeisai, you posulated him. He wasn't around. And later he decided to use the get again. So Memele, so Reish Lakish says, don't use the get. I mean, this is a chash. Since there was a span of time, things go quickly, so it's written, Gehasmet given to a guten Tag. But if the thing is being drawn out, so there's time in between to change one's mind, where Chayish Anitaka changed his mind, and therefore we cannot use the sket unless he's there by the chsime and says nothing ever happened, or he makes them again shluchim before they write to write again. So that's what Reish Lakish said. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu mikan v'adasore yomim. It is also kosher. Im isa de pies kola islay lemilse. That means this shash that you are clearing, that something happened in between, that the dust settled and there was peace between them, So in Misa de Pius Kola is, we would have heard about it, and there's a Amar de Karashi. So Rashi says, Kola Yisrael Lemilse, Shashchenim, Vashchenish, Shemim, Tago, Uktoto, Shebein Ishle Ishtre. The Shchenim here, the pots and pans which are always being thrown. If there was a period of time in this 10-day period that there was a lull in the fight, there was a rotzen for Shalom, so everyone would have heard about it. We heard the screaming straight from Eloisa Shachat, Seisa Kechovim, the afterwards also could be. For 10 days straight, some emela. So what do you cholam mean that there was peace? There was no peace. So Rabbi Yechman says there's nothing but to worry about. So now, but we have to understand one thing. We have here one case that there was a span of time between the ksive and the ksime. We have here amachlekes, Rabbi Yechman and Reish Lakish, Arichayish Shemapis. Now, since we're going to learn Taisvus now, so for convenience, we'll say that the Pius is the way the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Pius means that maybe he was Mevatel the Get, he changed his mind, he was Mevatel the Get, that's the Shashem a Pius, we hear very much like as Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish. Chayshin and Shem a Pius. So now let us see the top Taisvus. Ve'en la'akshayis, begitin haboim mimdinas hayom. Now each kash is a kash. Asheleach get min dinas hayom. Why aren't you chayish there shemapiyas? Why aren't you chayish shemapiyas? Maybe he changed his mind. Fakert, there was a big span of time till she'll get the get. Maybe he changed his mind and maybe changed his mind. Why are we not chayish according to Reish Lakish? Kasha number two. Ubemashlish get leishtay. We had learned on Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We had learned on Baraisa. Hamashlish get leishtay. A person gave a shliach a get. Va'omaloi al titneyu lo ala acher gimul chadoshim. And he told her, don't give it to her after gimul chadoshim. And fine, and he gives it to her, so there's more talking about Afchone, you don't have to count Afchone, in the three Chadoshim pairs. Now, there was a span of time of 3 months between the Get, and the Nesinus Get. Now, the Shlokish was said, when there's a span, if things don't go quickly, people change their mind. That was the yisod of Reish Lakish. So Taisvus has two kashas. One kasha Taisvus has, so I get that Zemim Dinisiyom, there's a big span of time. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he's mevatel the get. And the same thing by a mashlish get leishtoi, and there was 3 months. He told him, I'll give it to 3 months. So Taisus says, the Vail Amir de Keteretz, and we'll see Taisus remains with his Teretz, but just has other problems. The Hoche, so now Taisus has an eye-opener by us. The Hoche, who the Chayshin and Tvei? So Taisus says, that was Reish Lakish. That means out of the clear blue sky, we're clearing, maybe, we don't know anything about it, we're clearing, maybe it was peace. We have no Simonim that there was peace, but Reish Lakish said, you have to clap, maybe there was peace. The Hochiyu de Chayshin and Tvei, for 2 reasons. Lefisha Adayin Loi Nechta. The get was as yet not Kechasmit. That means Argamor was speaking about, he wrote a get. The get wasn't Kechasmit, the get was first Kechasmit in 10 days. So L'chayre Taisus means to say, so the get is still in an embryonic stage. The get wasn't even gechasmet. There's no get yet. There's nosan einov legalsha. That's what Rab Shimon called it. That means, it's thinking seriously about being megalish. That's all that happened. No, from serious thinking, one can change his mind. Now think fakel. So number one, the get was never completed to begin with. Number two, v'chi mispayis nami leka kolo. And if there'll be pius, there's no kolo. Now, my shvaga wanted to say, we'll see, he later we have a raya from Tosfos, but he wanted to say, Tosfos did not learn like Rashi, the kol is from the silence. Tosfos had a different explanation in Kohl. The Kohl is, people talk, I mean, there was such a drastic change before he wanted to give a get and now they made shalom. This is news. This is exciting. So Mamele, that's called a Kohl. That's called, I mean, if something happened, it was as an about face. So Mamele, this is news, and this people hear about. If it was only Nosan Einov Legarsha, and Nosan Einov, so Baresh Lakish holds, it was only Nosan Einov Legarsha, there wasn't a spies, so he thought seriously about giving a get, then he changed his mind not to give a get, so there's no kol over here, I mean, nothing exciting that happened, he thought about it, and he changed his mind, I mean, it's not the... If he wrote a get already, that's something. He wrote a get. Chas mit Eidim. People were talking, though. With Eidim, there's a curl already. The get was written. And everyone's talking. He's giving his wife a get. And they made shalom. I mean, that's something to talk about. That's a curl. So therefore, here, Resh Lakish holds that, number one, the possibility that he may change his mind is something to think about, because the whole Geirishn is only in embryonic state. Number two, you're looking at me, so why didn't hear anything about it? Well, it's not big news for serious thinking to change his mind. It won't be a kol. So here we have a machlekes Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, no, even in such a case, there would be a kol. From serious thinking to peace is also makes news. That's what Rabbi Yechanan also. Resh Lakish says, no, it doesn't make so much news. This is no kol. So that's the whole machlekes. V'chein, this case. Ki amar lasorech sumu. If he told, and this is v'chosum beitrei biyoyme, he told 10 people to chasme. This is the gemara, the besomach. This is a gemara. And the end of the Yomot, that he told 10 people to chasme, v'chosum beitrei v'yoyme, in two chasme, the first day, we're going to Resh Lakish, that kulam mishameidim, so there the Gemara asked, that it should be a posel get. Hey, so we have a Gemara further, that if a person told 10 Eidim, according to Resh Lakish, this is what Gemara is speaking about, a person told 10 Eidim, I want all of you to be Eidim. And two of them chasmid right away, the other 8 chasmid in a 10-day lapse, so that Yeshua ben Levi said it's a kosher get. So the Gemara asks, why is it a kosher get? Resh Lakish says Chashin Hashem appears. So now Tosfos had a shtickle problem. I just said the whole Resh Lakish was when the get wasn't Kechasmid. Here to aid them Chasmid already on the get. So Tosfos says, oh, but it's also regular spice. It's also called in the embryonic stage. Why? Kivin lechosmu kol hatzrichim lachtim. That means he made 10 aid them over here. So, Kozman, you don't have 10 Eidim gechasmet on the get. It's also in the embryonic stage. V'chimefai is nami leker kol. Also the same thing. That means nothing concrete was done. It was serious thinking, not more than that. So here, Resh Lakish holds, we should be chayish that he changed his mind, he was mevatel the shluchim, and Rabbi Yechon, and there's no curl, it's not so exciting, there's no curl, and Rabbi Yechon is chaylik, Rabbi Yechon holds there is a curl. But let's go back to the first kasha, let's see the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. A mashlish get le ishtoi. He gave a shliach a get, a fartike get. It's chosum. He gave it to a shliach. No, if you wrote a fartike get already, then you don't call him, he'll change his mind. Then I don't have any right to make choshes. Maybe change his mind. Maybe he was mevatel the get. I don't think such a thing. If the get was already completed, we have a concrete get, was gechasma, and gave it over to the shliach, this person already is determined to be megadish. I don't have to think he changed his mind. So that would be very good if we wouldn't have other problems. Abok shekvar chosmo kol ha'idim beget, umezumen linose, ein rogil lehispayis. This is very uncommon that he should be mispayus. Uchshechoyzer mispayus, and if it will occur once in a million, hakel magish, and then everybody knows about it, he wrote a get, gave a shliach, then we are not, then rishlokish is moide, we're not chayish lepius. So Taisa just said a beautiful chilek between rishlokish was only talking about a case where the get hadn't been completed. When the get was completed, then there's nothing more to talk about. Avul Kosh. So that would be gewaldic. Avul Kosh. The Beperik Kol HaGet. So Memele Agavuch is good the first. Now everything is Frankfurt. Whenever a get was written, you don't call them about peace. So therefore, Gitim aboimim dines hayom. There was a written get already. You're not chayish for peace. Hamashlish get lishtei. Not chayish for peace. They're only speaking about when it was an uncompleted get. Then Resh Lakish was chayish for peace. Avol kosh. The bepeire kol haget. Gabi Yehud shoda gitel devisu. A person sent a get to his wife. Va'omalei lishliach. Leiteis veinelo atlos inyoim. He told the shliach, don't give my wife the get now. Give it to her in 30 days. Parich alov neichish shem apiyas. The Gemara says, oops, he can give her in 30 days. Neichish shem apiyas. So now everything falls down the drain. There, we just said Yesoidis, that a person has a completed get. I don't call him of piyas. Person he's determined already, and if there would be peace, it would make front headlines, so we would hear about it, but without hearing, I'm not chayish for peace by a completed get. I have an off in the Gemara of Chavtesam at Beis Nitazai. The Gemara is talking about, he gave a completed get to Ashliya, and the Gemara says, boom, lecha shama peace. That's the Gemara's kash. Yeah. V'chein, ahi, another case. Im leibosi mikan ad yud beis chaydish. There, he gave his wife a get, and he said, if I won't come back in 12 months, so memele, the get should be a get. He gave her the get already. If I don't come back, the gemara frekt leichesh emopiyas. And Taisus, Agabucha, Taisus learned Pshat, maybe he came back in the middle of the 12 months, he was Mephaisa, and it's not again. Leiche Shem Apiyas, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So we have two Gemara's that are speaking about Gittin, which were completed, and the Gemara says Leiche Shem Apiyas. So, we have to say something else. See now that the Teretz is not a Poshet to Teretz. But let's put this teretz on hold. We'll see in the end of Taisus, this teretz is a gavaldik teretz of Taisus. Abba Dabar, we have problems. Bekuntres peyre sham, Rashi on the Chof Tesamet Beis, Esther Kashe, he says, there, Rashi is going to Chof Tesamet Beis, there the Gemara Esther Kashe by Ahudu Shah, the Gittel of the Viso, to give it in 30 days, Leich Hashem appears. The Gemara asks, my Hayyim, it's the Getshmi, my Yoyim, and my boss, Mikavad Yud Beis Chodesh, Michal, my Hayyim, the Gemara asks, Leich Hashem appears. So Rashi asks this Kashe of Gittem Aboim Imdina Sayyam. There Rashi asks the Kashe. And the Chof Tesamet Beis. Rashi says, the Pshalech get Mimdina Sayyam, Lek Lameich Hashem appears, the Meima Omar Habal Ashliach Kodmani Ukvahi Gia Getli Yoda Bleoker Navshem Misfeke. So Rashi answered as follows. Rashi answered, you're 100% right. Really, there would be Achshash Shem appears. But over here, since he sent the Shliach already, and for all, now, a journey from Medina Sayom to Eretz Yisrael is a journey. And he sent the shliach yesterday already, so maybe the shliach got hold of a concord, who knows how this would happen with the shliach, and could be, by the time he'll come to Eretz Yisrael, to try to make peace with his wife, she's geged already. So it's not worthwhile the attempt to go. So now Rashi told us, anu yisod, that Medina gittim haboim Medina sayom, there's no chash of Shem appears because even though could be this person would like to make shalom between himself and his wife, but it's not worthwhile because he thinks this whole thing is fruitless, it's worthless because Mustamba the Shlich gave the get ready in Mesophic Le'okanapsh. So Rashi tells us now a new Yisod. So now the first Kasha of Toisvus Gitten Aboim Mimdinas Hayom. We have a Teretz of Rashi. So Rashi told us, the whole Shash of Shem Apiyas is, if the Baal thinks it's practical to be Matthias, but if he thinks it's too late already, so then you're not Chai Shem Apiyas. So that's the Teretz of Gitten Aboim Mimdinas Hayom. So what? Avo behamashlish get liishtay kosha. But now we're back. We had started asking two kashas. Gitim aboy medina sayom. And that we have now Rashi teretz. But we asked one more kasha from the mashlish get liishtay, which the Gemara says it's a good get, and no one raises an eyebrow at leich Hashem appears. This is a baraisa, and he gives the get after 3 months. The gam, Rabbi Yechanan the Hochen. Now, kasha number 2 is as follows. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara in two places asked, let's say the second place. He says, Im leibosi mikan bad yud beis chaydish. Leibosi mikan bad yud beis chaydish. It should be a get. They won't come. In fact, the Gemara leich Hashem appears. Shekori da benetam means, let's be afraid, maybe he came, and then it's not a get, let's be afraid he came. So, Taisus is asking Akasha, Nagavuch and Afayim Bova, but based the Gemara is God going according to Rabbi Yechanan. So why didn't Rabbi Yechanan say, Lech Hashem appears? There would have been a kill. We have a stop, now Taisus is asking one more problem. Rabbi Yechanan, the whole Esh Lokish was Chai Hashem appears. Rabbi Yechanan said, we're not Chai Hashem appears because there would have been a kill. So why over then the Gemara, and if I involve him at base, the Gemara asks that if he gave her a get, and he said, if I won't come in 12 months, it should be a get, the Gemara asks, maybe he came in between, it was Mephias, let's be afraid, the Gemara holds it for Akasha, Rabbi Yechanan is God over there, and if I involve him at base, so let Rabbi Yechanan say, Im Isa de Pius, Kole Yisrael. So Agavuche, my Shvogatayin, in the Nemes and the Rashba asked us on Taisvitz, this is a proof that Taisvitz now learned like Rashi. If the whole Kohl of Rabbi Yechanan means that they're living together in one house and they're throwing pots and pans and the neighbors can be mayored on this for the whole time, they didn't hear any lull in the Merile, that's called a Kohl. So that's over there. But the person went away. My boss, So Mamela would claim, maybe he came back and made peace. The neighbors heard quiet the whole time. When he was away, there was Shalom Bayis. He went away, and then he's there, and she's here, and then Shalom Al Yisrael. So what's Tosfos Kasha? What Rabbi Yochanan say, there's a Koil. So we see from Tosfos that Tosfos understood Koil in ganz different than Rashi. The gather of Koil is, that means if there was such a drastic change of Ruach before he was determined to give a get, and now they made peace, that thing is sensational. So that is a Koil. So Tosfos is a Kasha. So listen, this person wanted to give a get, and so Shem Pius, so we would hear about it. I mean, the news would leak out. So that's Tosfos two kasha. So Tosfos says one kasha on Reish Lakish, and the Gemara and the Afyutchesum and Aleph that the Mashlish get leishtoi. Why are we not? Tosfos says a kasha. Why are we not chayish for Pius according to Reish Lakish? Is a span of time, and we see, we are chayish from Pius Afilu when the get was written already. And kasha number two is, the Gemara asks, and if I involve him with base, if I have tested him with base, by, Shodol Agitel Adaviso, he sent a shliach, and he should give it over, he should give it over in 30 days. There's no problem over there. So the Gemara asks, Necha Shema Pais, so why didn't the Gemara say, let's have Yechon, it's not Shver, because there's a Kel. V'nire l'Rabbeinu Tam. So now the Rabbeinu Tam is going to put down, that means we have, we have here problems, stira dike Gemaras. The Rabbeinu Tam is going to put everything in place. V'nire l'Rabbeinu Tam. The b'mashlish, if a person is mashlish aget, shuhu imo be'ir. Mashlish get le'ishtei, doesn't say he went away. We had kind of machlekes, Rashi and Taisus. Rashi said he did go away, but Taisus said he didn't go away. So by mashlish, that he did not go away. Vein ahoylach misham, he didn't go away. Now let me just give a shtikal akdome. There are two reasons why a person gives a get. An agei alone. One reason is mitoich ktota. The other reason is mitoich ave. What does that mean? That means sometimes there's a machlekes, they can't get together, so he gives a get. Okay. There's other times, mitoich ave. That means a person is going away. He doesn't know how long he'll have to be. No. He doesn't want his wife to be in a grume. So he's giving a get, mitech have it. There's two zmanim when a person gives a get. So now, Taisa says like this, and that yitchesa medalat, hamashlis get list, he went over to shliach, he told the shliach, hold this get for 3 months and then give it to her. Now, let's think, why is this person giving a get? The reason he's giving a get is not he doesn't want her to be an aguna, because they're in the same city. I mean, he's not going away. If he's going away, he's here. He's giving a get. Why is he giving a get? Because there was a ktata b'nayim. He wants to get rid of her. Now, but there's a moira di kekasha. What is pshat in the 3 months? He said, don't give it to him for 3 months. So l'chayre someone would pop up and say, oh, 3 months. He wants to think it over. Maybe he'll change his mind. So l'chayre, there would be a fshash of pious. So Taisva says, Nila ben etam, the b'mashu ishu ima be'ir, b'nei aylech misham, mistama machmas tota megash. Number one, the reason why he's giving the get is not mitech ave, it's mitech ktota, because they can't come to terms. So why is he making us man? That's, you know, he's making us man. Let her, good, there's a get, but she won't get it right away. Let her languish for 3 months to know that there's a get by the sholish, and she won't get it. That means, v'loy lehispayis. Not, that means Tosis is telling us we could think the other way around. we could think that 3 months is, give me time yet, that I could still change my mind. So Tosfos says, you don't say that. You don't say, if we know he had a ktote, he started, the reason why the get was written was because of a ktote, and he went, he wrote a get, it's not an embryonic stage already. This was a get that was written in Gechasmet, and everyone knows about it, that he wants to give his wife a get. So if a person went so far, as everyone knows, he wrote a get and he gave it to the Sholish, he's not choloming, maybe I'll change my mind. So what's on the 3 months? Our koch of the 3 months is that, let us suffer. That's pshat. That's some amazing. So in such a case, leska kasha shema piyas, please. I mean, it's more easier to think it'll snow in July than this person will be in this pipe. He's not interested in peace. This person, it was ktote, and the 3 months is, let's rub it in a little bit before he gives other get. So Mamela, that's why there on the Yudchesam et Aleph, no one ever cholim of peace. Period. Yeah. Now, Bahanach Tilakamon, Shahilach Misha, Shoda Gita Lidavisa. He sent a get to his wife. That means he won't be around. Or he said, if I'll come back in 12 months, he's not around. We're talking about case, he's not around. Ve'ena yetzlo be'ir. So then we have to be done the kavshusa mistoma. Why is he giving a get? Now that he's going away, we don't know of any machlekes between them. Now why is he going away? Now that he's going away, why is he giving a get? That's the reason. Because he's going away. He has rachmonis on his wife. She shouldn't be in a guna. Who knows how long he'll be away? Is mistoma letayvos on his kav. So then we have to assume that the reason he's giving the get with Tevos Niskab, Shaloi Tisagi. Now, what is the pshat in this Kviyas Man? What is pshat in this Kviyas Man? That means he's going away, but he says, give it over in a month. Or if I come back in 12 months. If I won't come back in 12 months. So Fakert, that's telling you he still hopes he can come back. He still hopes that he'll be able to be mevatled again. That means this person is, he can't guarantee, say, he's caring for her safety. If he won't come back, so let it be geget. He doesn't want for 1 second she should be in the gunet. But he's putting a time lapse because maybe he can chaperein and come back. Maybe he'll be able to come back. He'll come back in the 12-month period. So there, the whole Geirishin spells out pious. That means Zichin, this person wants to be about to the get. The whole get was given me techave. So there was a stam gemore. The gemore is the kasha. Therefore, the more is the kasha. Nechishem a pious. I mean, we have to think about it. Mistomel Tevosin is covered. Shaloit is agim. The Kaveyas man, and there is Kaveyas man to make sure that the get shouldn't be chal, should still have a chance to be mevatled again. That's the purpose of the Kviyas man. Chayshin and Shemayovi besef kach v'yispayis. V'chiyispayis nami leke kola, kibin sheni megarsha b'shvil tkota. And if he was mevatled again, so there'll be headlines. There's no headlines over there. Fakert, that's a normal thing to occur. He went away, he gave a get l'tevos, so shalaitis agim, if he's able in any way to prevent the get, he'll prevent the get, so there's no curve. Is afilu Rabbi Yochanan meida hosa? So it means over there, there's no curve. The whole keil of Rabbi Yochanan is only when there was a fight. That means like this. Our gemore, we have two gemore. So Tosfos Bemison made it's more radical Tosfos like the novice Rav Nosson says, Rabbi Kiva Yoikra Horim Betoichnun Zub Zub Svora. That means he had tremendous difficulties, and he took it apart and he analyzed each chelik. Tosfos had tremendous problems with different gemaros. Tosfos puts down gedorim over here for each wish to be magder each gedor. So Tosfos is saying like this. So now let's make a summary of what Tosfos is saying. Our Gemara, which we hear from Amachloikis, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, is when the get was in an embryonic stage, there's a slight curl, a small curl, if there will be peace, it's not sensational. So there we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Now, our Gemara is giving her the get, he's not going away over here. Agman didn't say he's going away, he gave her the get. The chasmid in 10 days. Our Gemara, he was giving the shame ktote, but it was only serious thinking of giving a get. And so Memele here, Resh Lakish held Neich Hashem Apiyas. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe it was Mavatul the get, Mavatul the shluchim. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, if I'm serious thinking, there'll also be a kill. She's thinking, now there's Apiyas, people will hear about it. That's our Gemara. Finished. That's, we have a unique case. The Gemara on Daf Yud Chesam et Aleph by Mashlish Get Leishtoi, there he gave her a fartik get. So there, I assume, and it was given L'Shem Ktote, they're both in the same city, it was given L'Shem Ktote. It was given L'Shem Ktote, a real get, and that's what they said before. If you give a real get, you don't change your mind so quickly. It was a curl, the get was written, and Gechasme, they gave it to a Sholish to hold it for 3 months. A person doesn't change his mind. Resh Lakish also holds that. It's such a case, a person won't change his mind. And if he would change his mind, it would be front headlines. So Memele, there were not chayish for peace whatsoever. Now they said a problem, so why did he give himself the 3 month span? Not to think it over, but to make her languish another 3 months. That's over there. So these are two cases when Gittin were given L'Shem Ktota. Now, the Gemaris, which we have, that the Gemaris, Nechashem Apiyas, the mothers of Magdana Resh Lakish, the Rabbi Yechon, this is a stoma the Gemara. This is speaking about a get that was given L'Toivosa, that the whole get was given L'Toivosa, and there was a Kviyas man. There was a zman that it shouldn't be michal right away. So there I understand the whole purpose of the kviyas man is that he should have time. That means it was given. She shouldn't be in a gune. But he made a delay on the zman of the get in order that if he'll be able to come back, Yizichah wants to come back. So there, less man the polig, that there, less man the polig, that we are chayish, Shem Apiyas. Now, the last case, Gittin Haboim in Medina Sayom. Over there, I don't have to say that there was L'Shem Ave. There can be, I mean, he was a Medina Shem wants to give her a get, it also could be L'Shem Ktat. So Memele, so there, the Shaila is by Gittin Haboim Medina Sayom, it should be Necha Shem Apiyah. So L'Chayre we could say that if there was Ktote, L'Chayre we don't have to come on to Rashi's Teretz. Means Rashi says that he won't be Mephayis because it's not worthwhile to come. Maybe the shliach was Magdalene. L'chayr, according to Taisvis, this is not necessary. I mean, Taisvis holds a yesod that whenever there was ktot in a real get, you don't have to be chayish for pious. So l'chayr, so that's l'chayr how all these gemaras are famfed. Now, let us just learn the Taisus in Baita. We hear in the Gemara, Amachloikis, here in the Gemara Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if a person told 10 people, Kulchem chsumu get leishti, what is his intent with these 10 people? That Rabbi Yochanan said, 2 should be Edim, and the other 8 should be Tnai, and Reish Lakish holds all of them are Edim. And the second nafkemina the Gemara says will be if you say Eidei Shabbat Miktsos, if there'll be psulim there. If there'll be psulim, so if you hold that only 2 are Eidim, so then it doesn't matter that there's psulim. I will assume that the psulim are from the Tnai. And Rashi spoke out very clearly that the Eidim chasme, according to what the Baal wanted, and Mistama, the Baal wanted that the Ksherim should be Edim and the Psulim should be Tanai. If you hold that all of them are Edim, so it's going to be Apostle Aget, Edim Shabbat Mitzos Shabbat Lakula. That is what we heard in the Gemara. Now, we heard one more Machlekes, and I'd like to learn this Taisis, the bottom Taisis. We heard a Machlekes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we say that that 2 are Edim and the rest is Tnai. The Gemara called the Shaila, what will be the din ichosum betchila korev apostle? What if the first Eid achosum is a korev apostle? So what will be then? Omri lo kosher, omri lo apostle. Omri lo kosher, Tnaihu. That means, what's the chilek? The first one, the fifth one, lemaise, they all chasme, al pidas shel habal, and the baal zicha wanted that the ksheirim should be the edim and the psulim should be the tnai. He's rishon, he's the first chosim. Gonish mit gonish, doesn't matter. So mamel will be a kosher again. But Omri lo apostle, osi lechlufei b'shtores talmud. That's Rashi says. Kiven the chosim bereishin. If you see that this was the first eight, Zavadei l'shem eidis chosam. That means there people, if he's the first one, he's ichan eid, v'yachshiru korev b'chol ashtores. That means, you'll see, it was a get written, and the first two eight them were korevim, is a raya brure that a korev is kosher eidis. I mean, people won't think that they could still be at night. No, the first two, that means something. Now let us see Taisus. Omri la apostle, v'osi lachlufei shtores talme. Vim taima, maishno miget makusha. A get makusha, we had mentioned, a get makusha was a get that used to write a line, and then fold over a blank space, and then used to sew up this the niyor, the cloth. And then they had, and then they wrote again, and there were 3 Edim on the Shurim. They had 3 Edim gechasmet on the Shurim. So it says over there, Damalakam Maseich HaZorik, Iboi Chosim Korev, Bein Betchile, Bein Beemtza, Bein Besoif, it's cooked. So there's an offering of Morev, by a get, you could have a Korev. You have 3, it could be the first day, the second day, the third day. So this, and here the Gemara says, oh, if the Korov is the first day, people jump to conclusions. The get mekusha, the aid of shloisha. By get mekusha, you need 3 aidim. Vishnaim em aksherim ksumim olav v'shem aidis, hilkot le'osi lachlufi. That means, by get mekusha, everyone knows, why did you need 3 Edim? Not that there's a din, you need 3 Edim by a Mekusha. You need 3 Chosmim by a Mekusha. But Edim, you need 2 Edim and a Chosim. So Mamela, one will never become the spoil that there's a Korev there, a Rechasmim first, because people know that all the Chosmim don't have to be Edim. You need 2 Edim and a Chosim. Avol, but over here, by a normal get, which Meika Din, you only need 2. Yaimru, the Shnaim Rishayim, Vadehem, Lushem Edis, for Osilach Luchi. It means if a person knows there's an inyan of three, so there's Eidus plus, so then the person will be toile that the Korban is the plus. He's not from the Eidus. But if a of Meiker Adin, you only need two, and these are the top two, then it will be toile that he's Eidus. Avo kosher. The Omar Chizkiye Mal'uhu Bekroivim kosher. Umash Mebedye Beperek Mekarish Beperek Mekarish the Milse de Chizkiye Gabi Mili Shnei Shitim Shehirik Min Aksavitma. Now let me just explain what Tosfos is asking. The halacha is that if a person wrote a shtar and the Eidim chasmed two shuris underneath the shtar. That means that they don't want to chasmed right next to the, right underneath the shtar. They skip two lines. And then they write their names, Berl ben Yosef Eidim, and then they chasmed. That is apostle shtar. Why is it apostle shtar? Because, don't be naive. You know what the Baal shtar is going to do. He's going to take a scissors and cut off the top. We have two lines before the Eidim. He's going to buy the shtar, Yankel borrowed from me $1,780, and I have to Eidim gechasmet on it. So, beautiful. Checklist. So, al kaponim, so Chazal passed. It's very interesting gemara. So, if you show the shtar to Bezin will rip it in pieces, it's a possible the shtar. But, after this was written, so a person says, you know, it's a possible shtar. So there's an Eitzeh. What is the Eitzeh? Put in two more Eidim, and the lines, the empty lines, put in two more Eidim. Miluhu be'Eidim. So there's no space between the Eidim and it's, the two lines I wrote the names of Eidim. Then it's a kosher. It's a kosher shtar. And Chesky said, I feel these Eidim are craven. I feel these Eidim, the Iker is we have to fill up the spaces. So I feel you put craven there, it's also good. So Taisus says, Amore de Kekash. So Taisus says, Agamore makes a whole Eisek. If the two top Eidim are craven, people say, ooh, they're the top ones, they're the Eidim, Zaraya Korob is kosher, and that's why it's possible by a get. So Tosfos says enough in the Gemara by Shtoris, you have the same thing. The top two Eidim are Kroivim, and it's a kosher shtar. So what happened? Ma nishtana get mishtar. That's Tosfos' kashya. Mashma behedye beperik magarish the milsa lecheski gabi milish neishitim shichik menaksav itma. He filled it up. So these are the top two Eidim, and the Kroivim, and it's kosher. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rebbeinu Tam says a beautiful yesod. Kiven the Eidi Haget and Choismen Zebeloise. Eidi Haget, we had learned in the first Perek, that when anyone chasmes, you need all Eidim standing there. Sovri Sharishoinim Heimiker Eidis. So, but Haget is very misleading. It means as follows. If you have here, we have to picture how Haget is written. You have here a get with 10 signatures. And with the top signature, we have to realize that when the top 8 chasmed his name, there were 9 other people there when he chasmed his name, because by a get, you need all 10 to stand there. And they chose him, he should be the first one. So, he's a real Mahudadikait. He's the first of the 10 Aden. They called him up for Koyin. I mean, he was the first. There was everyone was standing there and they pointed him the first. So why is he the first? I'll choose Apostle A to be the first. Man, please. So Al Kolchoch, I hear the Akasha. Why is he the first? That's a good Kasha. So the Teretz is because he's a kosher right. Isaacov is Iskishpatakov is a kosher right. A get is a very misleading article. Given they get the chasmen zebulayzet, some rishonim and bikeraidus. So everyone who looks at this get will think the rishonim, the bikeraidus, that atat vishachosmo rishonim lifnei kol eidim before all other eidim. Avolosam b'shar shtaris, but by shar shtaris by moment sheroyim shekroyim chsumim tchilit. I look at a shtar that I see the first way them were written, were kleidim. Yaimru, oisam shemotzo tchilu, ichtimu tchilu. That means you know why they were first? Because they had to take a plane. So Memela, they just came into the house. He asked them to chasman his shtar. So he says, listen, give me the get now, give me the shtar now. So they were the first one. So they wrote. Then they can, they didn't have no time to waste. Maybe there's a different reason. Maybe the shtar was written, they left over empty spaces. So Memela, so he had to fill in the empty spaces, got a hold of two kloibim to fill in. So Memela, so the Rabbein Natam says, Amuridiki Yisai. By Shal Shtoris, you could have a korib in the beginning. It's nothing. It's not misleading. People won't come to think a minute that a korib is a kosher leidus. Davke by get, that is, then all of them have to be standing there. And these two were chosen to be the first two. That's a raya. These are the most mahudadik eidim from all ten. Either koyim is oiskishpat, a korim is kosher ladies. Yeah. Boim Rabbeinu Tam. Afilu man the posaloch, afilu the one that passes here, and this, the logic is very good. But even by a get kufa, when you have all people standing there, and you have in the middle, you have here two kreivim, so that's no problem, so people don't open up their eyes, there were kreivim also, there was mistama. This is a tonight. You wanted a kreivim. That means the only misleading concept comes if they're the top two. Then the middle, so then there's no problem. So then people won't make misconceptions. For ho de sanye betesefte, maisela bareish get poshet. We learned in the tesefte, umaisela bareish get poshet, yet, hoyu loy arbo vachamisha eidem sumim alashtar. We learned at this after, there were four or five Eidim that were Chosim HaNashtar. V'nimtzo Shnayim HaRishonim Kroivim HaYipsulim Hiskayim HaEidis B'Shar. So now, this after is speaking about a Shtar, and it says there was five Eidim, and two of them were Apostle, and they were the Rishonim, Tiskayim ha'edus b'shal. Now, it would seem from this. Now, we said, by shtoris, the first two doesn't mean anything. Fine. But from the Tesefta, it would seem, if the Rishonim were apostle, Tiskayim ha'edus b'shal. But what if the middle ones were apostle? It seems then the whole shtar is apostle. That's how it would seem. Now, this does not stim at all with the Rabbeinu Tam, Fakert. Middle is afilo by get kosher. And here it seems middle afilo by shtar is possible. That's the problem. Kach yagir se bete sefta. Oy me Rabbeinu Tam. De noket shnaim arishoin lirvuse. Da afal pishen nire yoyse shem ike eides. No, he's not telling us only the top ones. Vachoshken nimtzeim tzayim arichoinim kreivim arpsulim. This guy made his bishah. You're not learning the Tesefta correctly. Not that the Tesefta means only if the Rishonim are apostle. The Tesefta means even if the Rishonim were apostle. If the middle one's apostle, it's sicher good. But we have to understand, we have to clear our throats when we say this, because the Tesefta should have said afalpi. The Tesefta said a statement. If the Rishonim were apostle, it's a kosher shtar. It would seem, if in the middle there were psulim, it's not a kosher shtar. Ve'ein nireh l'ri. The Ri does not like the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The kosher b'shtoris, shnayim kroivim. The Ri asks America kasher. If the shnayim kroivim are kosher b'im etchila b'im emsa b'im besoy, the way the Rabbeinu Tam says, neichish dilma osi l'kiyumei b'shnayim kroivim, ובחד קובוק, חד קורת וחד קושה. פרק פרי דרי אסת המויר דקה קשה. When we are מקיים אשתר, so למעשה, לחיירה, how many, in אשתר has 5 עדים. How many עדים do you have to be מקיים? So לחיירה, you only have to be מקיים 2 עדים, don't be מקיים more than 2 עדים. So frek the Riyan the Rabbeinu Tam, if according to you, Eidim Psulim can be Be'emtza, could be Besoif, so Memele, so this Ashrek Lecha Kilkul will come out. What's the Kilkul? The Kilkul will be that, we don't know the Krev, the Nakrev, will be Mekayim, we have a Kim of these two Eidim, Mekayim at these two Eidim, these two Eidim Apostle Eidim, so come out of Meirudike Kilkul. This kasha dri est on the Rabbein Natan, which is a very pertinent kasha. So he says, "Veleka lemeim adaloylem lemekayim atshikil kol simisha b'shtar." So maybe I'll tell you a teretz. Your whole kasha is built on a false assumption. That what when we're mekayim ashtar, we're not mekayim with two eidim. If there's 20 eidim on the shtar, we're mekayim all 20 eidim. That's kiyum. So if that's true, so the Riz Kasha finds sich nicht on. So what's the Riz Kasha? Maybe he'll be Mekayim only the two Kroivim. There's nothing what to worry about. When you're Mekayim everyone. Belek, Lameim Do'elu Mekayim at Shikir Kolach Simisha Bishtam. Va'avol Gav the Beget Mekusha. How can I say such a say? Mekayim in Mekol Tlos Adiz Beim. There were a Mekayim, not from all the Eidim. One group of three, we are Mekayim. So how could I say you have to be Mekayim from all the Eidim? Hosam Mishim Datuchu Rabbonu Lahachtim Okol Kesher. Did Rabbonu wa Matriach to make three Eidim on each Kesher Lehtchuchu Lekayim Kulam. Did Rabbonu made such a Tirche, they did not want to be Mekayim to be Mekayim old. Aval Hochid, the Kama, the boy, Machtim, here, the Chum never told him how many to do. He did as many as he wanted. Is the boy, Machtim, boy, Kiyim, Bekulu. So I'll say this Teret on the Rabbeinu Tam, males for him, for the Kash and the Rabbeinu Tam. So Taisa says, Anshuldik, that is not true. Amrinin beget poshit leishonu el bein ha'edim leksab. Avol bein ha'edim la'ashchisa afilu hirchik shita achas posel. The Gemara says that between the Eidim and the Shtar, it's only posel if there are two spaces, two lines, empty, then it's posel. But if you have an ashchisa, which is a henpik, which is a kiyim, that we were Mekayim the Shtar, and there's one line between the Eidim and the Ashrisa, it's possible. Or Porich, Bein Eidim L'Ksav, if there's one line between the Eidim and the Ksav, Nami Leichesh, let's be afraid, Dilma Kosav Hu Ve'edov B'Shita Achas, For Oma L'Rabbis Be'edim Hu Da'ovdi. The Gemara asks Akash, let's just get into understanding the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks Akash as follows. We had said before that if the Eidim, we have a Shtar, and there's two lines, two spaces, so then, and then the Eidim Chasmit, it's a puzzle the Shtar, because this person could go and just cut away the Shtar, and he has two lines in front of him, and he'll write a Shtar, and he has two Kasher Eidim. But that's if there's two lines. What if there's one line? So it's kosher. One line is kosher. Let me just tell you why one line is kosher. Because the klal is ein lemeidim mishita achoine. You don't learn from the last line. So mamela, won't learn from the last line. So mamela, one line is kosher. Frek the gemore, here it seems, the gemore asks, that if there was a one line space between the Eidim and the Shtar. So the Gemara is like this. Let's be afraid we'll cut off the Shtar. Now we have one line and these Eidim. So he's going to go like this. He's going to write on this one line of Shtar. He's going to one line on the Shtar. And then he's going to forge two Eidim on the Shtar. Forge two Eidim. So we have on the same line, we have the Shtar plus the Edom on the line. And then underneath that, he says his two Edom also. Then he's going to come to Bezin. He says, you know, I want to make a real Mahudatik Akasha Shtar. I have four Edom on the Shtar. And then the Levi will look at him. What? That's such a big license. I'll be Mekayim it. So he has two, four. I'll be Mekayim two of the Edom. The bottom two, I'll be Mekayim. As if like the Gemara Akasha. So the Gemara asked that if he had one line blank, this person can make a chum. He could write a star on that line, and he'll forge to Edom on that line, and then there'll be another to Edom. And when there'll be Mekayim it, there'll be Mekayim the bottom to Edom. That's the Gemara's kasha. Umishani, leichish tu makosvu beidu v'shita achas. He'll write the star and forge to Edom on the top line, and he says this for Edom and the star v'omer l'rabbis beidu mudavdi. Umishani kolki haigavne. You know the Chazal also weren't naive that if you have hu ve'edo v'shita achas. Moses, you know, Bezin will tell him, if you and the Edom, if the Edom and the Shtar on the same line, we have to be Mekayim, the Edom of that line. Mashme, the Baalme Mikol Trei the Ispe Mekayim. So basically, the Gemara says, Davke, forget over there, the Gemara says, we're Mekayim from the top ones. But basically, you don't have to be Mekayim from all the Edom. If you have a circle, come call a simislava poch midi. V'chozar boi rabbeinu tam. So mamele, so Taisus had a kasha on the rabbeinu tam. Taisus had a kasha, according to rabbeinu tam, if kroivim can chasme b'emtza shtar, you can never murder a kilku, because there'll be Mekayim, the two Kroivim, and that's not good. V'chozar boi Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam et charot ha-meforosh k'meish meforosh paloch es doigus. V'davke nokat pebraise shnayim orishoinim Kroivim. No, that's the faker. The mashmois of the braise is davke if the top ones were Kroivim. The tolinon, the chosmu, the koveid, the top ones who are kroivim, I'm telling us why did they chasme on top? The covid, the lemilui, the kach tiskayim ha'edus b'shav. So then we can become the edus, can only the b'rais taki kibshutai. Avo nimtza min ha'mitza'ayim, min ha'choinim korev ha'posul, edus ha'tele. Aces, on the top ones, we put those who are writing L'Shem Kovet or L'Shem Milui. The top is not Mizrach, it's not the Kovet, Fakel. The top is, maybe it's Kovet it is, but it's not Eidim. The Vadai, but in the middle, it's Apostle L'Shtar, the Vadai L'Shem Eidis Chosmi. V'hochikoma beget poshit, kol ki haigavne, ein mekaimim me'edim shalmata el me'edim shalmala. Avol ba'alme adaraba ve'ibche de ein mekaimim me'edim shalmala. You never mekaim me'edim shalmala elo me'edim shalmata. Yeah. Uman de makshe roche, the one that's makshe here by get, if the kroivim alamayla le'im makshe elo betchile. He's only makshar ela betchila fakel, because only the top edim could be tnai yados. Avo besoif posel lekulam. It's posel side by momen, side by get. It's posel olo. Bimtoima leman da omem mishum edim. The das balashtar lahachtim mishum edim. He wants all of them to be edim. Veim chosmen lefidaitoi. And so here it says. That here it says that the machlekes is if machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if kula mishum edim, that's what Reish Lakish holds, or shnayim mishum edim. Now the one that says kula mishum edim, because we assume the Baal wants that all should be edim, and therefore And therefore, nimtzach mem kol vaypasul edusim betayla. Is a mai tolinen b'shar shtores shechosmu lemilui l'shaylinu keheiched deshlinen hosom lemechzi asisu. That means Tosfos had a gemara, a tesefta, that if you have a shtar moment, in the first way them apsulim, it's kosher. So why over here, why aren't we, over here we have a tzad that he wants all to be eidim. So why over there are you marshal a shtar moment if the top two are kreidim? I say, some of them were lemilu or something else. Maybe they were written l'shem eidim, just like an agamah, Rish Lakish says, that I assumed that all of them, he wanted to write l'shem eidim. Or so ask them al kaponim. Just like when Edom come, we ask them, if the Edom psulim, when they witness something, we ask them, were you there to witness it? Were you there just to watch it? So Rabbeinu Tam says there's a klal in Hilchos Shtoris that whenever I have a shtar, I assume that the shtar was nechka bebezin. Keilu was nechka bebezin. Is keilu bezin questioned them, and I assume it was milui or something else. And argemore, according to Reish Lakish, I say, I assume if he said kulchem, he wants all to be eidim. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it's possible. But if I don't know anything, like some say, I see a shtar with psulim on it, so I assume the top two were not written l'shem eidis, and I don't have to ask them out the klal of eidim, achsum ha-shtar nasik mishenach keidusam bebezim.